Proclamation number 4611 of 10th of April, 1949. Forfeiting the gift of grace. I want you to see and give you light, and you seek to extinguish the light which comes from above and which alone gives you illumination of spirit. I have opened your eyes and let you see into the light, and you have therefore 11th of the 4th, 1949, received an extraordinary gift of grace. You entered my will and were therefore able to receive a gift from me which can only be given to someone who willingly gives himself to me and has therefore given up all opposition. I gave you soul food because I love you and want to draw you to me and because only a well-formed soul can approach me. I therefore gave you the bread of heaven, my word. I enlightened your spirit so that it could instruct you from within, so that it imparts knowledge to you which corresponds to truth, because I want you to escape spiritual darkness, so that you clearly recognize what you are, where you come from and what your purpose is, so that you recognize your origin, your relationship to me, your Father and Creator of eternity, and so that you know what task you have to fulfill in earthly life. I am with you with my fatherly love and you do not recognize me and try to withdraw from my influence. I gave you light and you withdraw into darkness again. And I cannot keep you, for I do not force your will, but it turns to a false light which shines incredibly brightly and lures you into deepest darkness, because it does not last. For it will not satisfy you in the long run because it is not from me and does not correspond to my will either, who offered you the purest truth which may not be rejected if the human being does not want to forfeit a gift of grace which is extremely precious and significant for eternity. You will never ever be able to see this way. You will never ever be able to receive the truth which you can indeed receive from within, but only if you listen to me. And I came to you myself. I spoke to you through the mouth of a disciple, and you had to recognize my word and accept it as the only truth. As soon as the same is offered to you from another side, I am likewise with you myself, and then you will not reject the first but only find the confirmation of the pure truth. But if knowledge is imparted to you which does not correspond to the former, then stay away from it. Don't reject what is intended to make you happy, what is visibly my spirit's working and testifies to my presence. Test yourselves how far you surrender to me, how far your will submits to mine. Examine yourselves and listen to the voice of the heart and want to possess the truth. For the will for truth strengthens your ability to recognize and gives you the right understanding for everything you are offered. Amen.